Religion and armour. The suits of armour in front of you now are technically called field armour. They date back to the middle of the 16th century, a time in which Styria was split along religious lines. The Habsburgs, who ruled Austria and Styria, were Catholic, but almost 90% of the population considered themselves Protestants, even members of the lower nobility. Towards the end of the 16th century, however, a certain solidarity arose between the two denominations. The Protestant states of the country supported the Catholic Archduke Karl II in a battle against the Ottomans. In doing so, they obtained the promise of religious freedom. When Karl's son Ferdinand II came to power, this situation changed fundamentally. The new ultra-Catholic ruler ruthlessly pushed through the Counter-Reformation. From 1600 onwards, he expelled the Protestants from Austria, regardless of whether they were ordinary people or members of the nobility. Many of those driven away, they were called exulanten, which means people, particularly Protestants, who emigrate for religious reasons, sold their armour stores, which is how countless private items of armour came to the armoury. Several German or Austrian breastplates from this time bear the motif of the crucified saviour with a man in armour kneeling before him. It is quite possible that the owner of this piece of armour had seen himself in the role of the humble Christian asking for a positive outcome to the battle. Sometimes you can also see the Luther rose with its five petals, or a chalice catching the blood of Christ. Until the end of the 16th century, the wearers of these types of etched, engraved, or embossed suits of armour were Protestants.